It's time for our weekly visit with the fact checkers at PolitiFact Virginia. We're joined again this morning by Sean Gorman. Hi, Sean.
Good morning, Wayne.
Well, we have a couple of items to ask you about today. Now, last week, you rated a couple of claims made by Democratic Senate candidate Tim Kaine in a recent debate with his Republican opponent, George Allen. And today, you have looked into a claim made by Allen about Kaine in that same recent debate. Allen made the charge that Kaine, as governor, had proposed tax increases on people earning as little as $17,000 a year. Now, you checked the math on that, and what did you find out, and what was your rating on the truth-o-meter?
Well, Allen's campaign pointed to a plan that Kaine proposed as governor as part of his farewell budget in December 2009. Now, Kaine's plan called for eliminating the annual car tax and that localities levy and replacing it with a 1% income tax surcharge. And the plan died in the General Assembly in 2010. And we wondered if someone earning $17,000 a year would see an overall tax savings from ending the car tax that would outweigh the greater income taxes that they'd pay. And the answer to that question depends on that person's income tax situation and what deductions and exemptions they could claim. And it also depends on the value of their car, which is used to compute their car tax bill. And a single person earning $17,000 a year who only claims the standard deduction and exemption would see their state taxes increase about $130 from a 1% income tax increase. Now, in Richmond, you'd have to have a car valued at $9,000 to merit a roughly $130 car tax. Now, not everyone earning $17,000 would have paid more in taxes under Kaine's plan, but it's a safe bet a large number of them would have seen their overall tax bill rise. So we rate Allen's claim true.
True for at least some taxpayers, at least, right?
Yep. Yeah.
All right. Now, the other item you wrote about recently in your colleagues in the PolitiFact Virginia column was a Bob-o-meter item. That's where the campaign promises of Governor Bob McDonnell are being looked into to see how far along he's come to keeping those promises. And this one involved his campaign promise to increase the tax credits on long-term health insurance. How's he doing on that one?
Well, this was part of McDonnell's vow to encourage Virginians to buy long-term care insurance, which can be used to cover the cost of assistance in daily activities that people can't do on their own because of chronic conditions, age, or disability. And in 2006, the General Assembly passed legislation allowing Virginians to claim a 15% state income tax credit for premium costs of long-term care policies. Now, as Governor McDonnell in 2010 and 2011 backed legislation to increase that tax credit to 30%. Now, the General Assembly passed the measure in 2011 but didn't provide funding for it. In December, McDonnell submitted a budget that included $1.2 million a year to cover the cost of the tax credit, but the General Assembly did not approve that appropriation, and lawmakers say they'll take up the bill again next year. So McDonnell has pushed forward on his pledge to expand tax credits for purchasing long-term care policies, but it's suffered some near misses in the General Assembly. So for now, we rate this a promise that's in the works.
Okay. All right. Thanks to Sean Gorman at PolitiFact Virginia.
Thanks, Wayne.